minutes. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Well, if you insist.
Number five.
Okay. a rather bizarre moment at the press pool today at the White House. The president gushed over his relationship with Kim Jong-un. Oh, we're back at that now. Because there was a report that the half-brother of Kim Jong-un, who got murdered 2 years ago, was a CIA asset.
How about that story?
So the president said, oh, Kim Jong-un, Mr. Dictator, we would never use the CIA or any of people around you to spy on you.
I just received a beautiful letter from Kim Jong-un, and I think the relationship is very well, but I appreciated the letter. I saw the information about the CIA with respect to his brother or half-brother, and I would tell him that would not happen under my auspices, that's for sure. I wouldn't let that happen under my auspices. But I just received a beautiful letter from Kim Jong-un. I can't show you the letter, obviously, but it was a very personal, very warm, very nice letter. I appreciate it.
Very warm, very nice letter.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I'm a brutal dictator.
Just imagine this. I don't know. It was like,
What?
Wait, there's more? There can't be more.
And I'll say it again. I think that North Korea has tremendous potential, and he'll be there. I think that North Korea, under his leadership, but North Korea, because of what it represents, the people are great, the land is great, the location is incredible between Russia, China, and South Korea. I think North Korea has tremendous potential. And the one that feels that more than anybody is Kim Jong-un. He gets it.
He sent him a nice warm letter.
Yeah. All right. Does he actually think that Kim Jong-un is stupid enough to buy into this? There's no, you know, that's one thing. You say that to Kim Jong-un. You want to say all those things? Say that to Kim Jong-un on the phone. And when asked the question about North Korea, just say, you know, I'm going to leave that up to the diplomats. And then, you know, or, you know, we're working on a relationship. I wouldn't go gushing publicly about what a great guy Kim Jong-un is since he murdered half of the staff that was at the last summit.
Right.
I mean, this is not, it makes no sense. These are, again, these like unforced errors out of nowhere. He doesn't have to answer that question. And he certainly doesn't have to answer that question, which is with one of the stupidest answers in the history of the United States presidency. Beautiful letter. Love the guy.
Gushing.
Under my auspices, I'm never going to use spies against him. Okay, call him and tell him that. Don't say that publicly, because A, no one believes it. I mean, I don't know if you're using it or not, but the CIA does this stuff autonomously. The president doesn't get to tell the CIA exactly what to do when it does what it does. I could, theoretically, but no president has. And I really kind of doubt that Donald Trump is going to call the CIA and say, you know what, stop spying on North Korea. Because don't you think we want to know what's going on there? He's a nuclear state! Well, oh, my God.
It's a kiss-up is what it is.
I know it's a kiss-up, but it's a dumb kiss-up. You don't have to kiss up publicly because you make yourself look like a tool. More so. All right. I mean, come on. Come on. Come on. Even if you love everything that's going on here. Maybe you do. Yeah, not see. This is where I just please just tell me you think that's a stupid thing for him.
Of course, a stupid thing. What I love is all the candidates for president from the Democratic side running to take this as an opportunity. Pete Buttigieg, you will not see me exchanging love letters on White House letterhead with a brutal dictator. Oh, really?
Right.
Such a high bar.
Right. It was Mussolini got a lovely letter from him.
Right.
He's got a hot wife. I mean, come on, shut up. All right. You're representing us. You're representing me, pal. Don't do that. No.
Number four.
John Stewart is upset.
He is.
And for good reason. Survivors and first responders who continue to suffer the after effects of 9/11, they are not getting the support that they were promised.
Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be, because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
That's the House Judiciary Committee that he was sitting in front of.
I don't understand why they weren't there. Was there something else big going on? I mean, why would you not be there when that many first responders are sitting there?
So what he's looking for is an extension of the 911 Victim Compensation Fund, since it is currently on track, listen to this, to expire in 2020. So back in 2002, right, when they were putting this together, they're like, oh, well, 2020, it'll be fine by then. Is it?
Your indifference costs these men and women their most valuable commodity. Time. It's the one thing they're running out of. This should be flipped. This hearing should be flipped. These men and women should be up on that stage, and Congress should be down here answering their questions as to why this is so damn hard and takes so damn long, and why no matter what they get, something's always pulled back and they got to come back.
I guess lawmakers on both sides do support the bill, so it's likely going to pass. And then one representative said that they, a lot of them were in and out of subcommittee hearings, so that they meant no disrespect, but they just
Bad move.
Right, you see that many first responders, I would think you want to be there.
Everybody's a moron in Washington, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, look at this. You got,
plenty of examples of moronery.
Yeah. You got the guy running the country telling us about Kim Jong-un, beautiful man, lovely letter, love him, not going to spy on him. And then you got congressmen going, well, I'll get to that meeting with the people, the first responders who tried to save the world in the days following September 11th who were dying of the most horrifying diseases as a result of their service, and they and their families not being properly taken care of. It is absolutely, and John Stewart's 100% right about this. So there you go. There's your look at Washington. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, let's check in. Jen, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Nurses at the University of Chicago Medical Center are saying conditions are unsafe for workers and patients.
Top 5-5 continues.
And first, we've got this. Rizzo, Arenado, the Cubs hit mile high for a date with the Rockies tonight at 7:30 on WGN TV Sports.
We're going to be out at the White Sox game tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Taking in the sights.
Can be Scooter there on an e-scooter?
I will not be e-scootering. It is west of Halsted, and I will not be e-scootering. No, it's east of Halsted, actually.
It's too bad. Otherwise, I'd take
an e-scooter. No, that doesn't work.
Darn it.
The hell?
We got to plan a show outing west of Halsted.
An e-scooter?
After Saturday, I guess.
What do you think about three of us going around an architectural tour of West Garfield Park together? All of us on scooters?
Just racing through the streets?
Yeah. We'll be racing through the streets, all right.
People pointed out in a lot of these neighborhoods, there aren't many bike paths, so I don't know where you fit the scooter on the street.
Yeah. There's going to be...
There'll be a couple problems, I'm going to anticipate.
I anticipate that this program will be canceled within 2 weeks of starting. Starts on the 15th. I'd say by July 1st, program suspended. All right, here we go. We're continuing the top 5 of 5 and...
Number 3.
Steph Curry spoke to reporters last night, very excited that Golden State Warriors stayed alive, but disappointed in the fans in Toronto who applauded the injury to the Warriors' Kevin Durant.
Very confused around that reaction. I commend, obviously, Danny Green and Kyle Lowry especially. I think they were the ones that were kind of signaling to the crowd, like, Let's check ourselves a little bit and understand that this is about an individual and a human being and not, oh, shoot, he's out, he's hurt, we won the championship. Like, that was probably their initial thought. And you hate to see that when a guy's going, through pain like that. So, again, that's not my experience with this city. And I just hope that ugliness doesn't show itself again. as we go forward in this series.
Yeah.
How about it?
Oh, man. That was
from Canadians. Let's remind everyone. The last people you'd expect it from.
I know.
Really?
That was crazy. Oh, sorry. Oh, we did. Oh, no, this isn't hockey. Oh, okay.
Guy down groveling in pain. We're going to applaud? Yay, he's out of the game. Yay, he's so hurt. He probably will be out all season.
I told you it wasn't hockey.
Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, I told you we shouldn't be applauding this. We like it when there's blood on the ice, but this is a court, you know. You can tell it's not hockey because there's
no ice.
There's no ice and there's black guys on there.
Very different sport.
I don't like to hear the fans cheering.
I'm surprised by that, and the players are telling them not to be doing that.
No question. To cheer for a player who gets injured.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Okay. On behalf of Toronto, so sorry.
I want Drake to personally apologize. Actually, he's on the other side, so he's okay. Canadian, right?
Yeah, he's Canadian. And he said, you know, he was trying to support what was going on there. Oh. Like, you know, the positive vibe.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two.
All right. Radiohead. When music pirates go low, Radiohead goes high. So here's what happened. According to the front man for Radiohead, they had to announce on Twitter that they got hacked. Someone stole Tom York's mini disc archive from around the time of OK Computer. Mm-hmm. And now these guys were asking for $150,000 in ransom to get the mini disc back, or they would put all of the songs up on the web. So what did they do? Radiohead decided we're just going to release it ourselves.
Girl, get away. I'm no good. I am poisonly.
Take that, hackers.
I'm going to download it just because.
What if we find out the hackers are Canadians too?
I bet they are.
Now we're going to be at war with Canada.
There's a theme.
There's something very bad happening here.
When Canadians go bad, we
Kim
should all
Jong-un
be
good,
number
Canada bad.
One.
Sorry, Orion. 9-year-old California boy used his allowance to pay off his fellow classmates' outstanding lunch debts. See, now there is something. Cooking and mealtime are important to Ryan Kirkpatrick's family, and after a discussion with his mom about some students not being able to afford school lunches, Ryan decided he wanted to help. He asked his mom to find out how much money his fellow third graders at Napa's Park Elementary School owed in lunch debt. So his mom, Kyle, emailed the school to inquire.
I think $74.50. So I took that email and came to Ryan and said, what do you want to do? And he said, I guess I can pay for it. And I said, are you sure? He said, yes.
I want them just to realize people actually think about them instead of just telling them what they did because you're just bragging about stuff. So I want them to feel happy that someone actually cares about them.
It's very sweet.
Did you know? Can't the school care enough about them to just cover it?
Because that's how the school operates. And you notice the other person who agreed with the school was the dog. Because you notice, like, the mom's
dog
like, okay, we'll do it. The dog's like, hey, wait a second. Is that coming out of my end?
I think we should send that California boy to Canada. Explain manners.
He's
needed there.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a lovely story. See?
It is a beautiful story.
We did a nice thing there.
I love that.
We started with the ugly and we ended with the beautiful. Real empathy. Here we go. People doing the right thing.
It happens.
The top five at five.